Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Pei Vav, and today we're going to talk about a very Lamaisa topic, even though the context is not Lamaisa in our Gemara, but it's the Lamaisa topic of Pleita Shechva Zera, and the discussion of waiting the 5 days before a woman starts counting Shiva Nikiyim. But the Gemara starts off here on daf Pei Vav in Shabbos, relating to Maimed Har Sinai, says the Mishnah. Minayin lepleita shechva zera b'yom ha'shlishi shitameya. How do we know that if a woman, after within 3 days of being with her husband, she has zera coming out of her, that pleita, that's considered zera in order to be metameher? Shenemar hei nechonim shloshes yamim. After all, why did Am Yisrael have to wait 3 days in order before Maimed Har Sinai? What were the 3 days of Hachana? To be Tahar. They weren't allowed to be with their husbands for 3 days before Maimed Har Sinai. Why not? What do you mean? A woman is only Tameya from Nida. No. So the Gemara, the Mishnah, and the Torah is teaching us that not only is a woman Tameya from Nida, but also from Pleita Shechva Zera, from any Zera, residual Zera that might drip out of her within 3 days of having been with her husband, the Zera still has the status of Zera, and it would be Matameher. After those 3 days, so then we say, assume that the Zera is not potent anymore, and it does not have the status of a Zera. Rashi says, Yom HaShlishi, Akati Lo Misrecha Shechva Zera, it did not become putrid yet, Veruya Liklot, Velios Vlad, Notzar Himena, it's still potent in order to be to fertilize the Karina Shechva Zera Haraui Lahazria, and it's called Shechva Zera because it's Raui Lahazria in order to impregnate, in order to fertilize. So three days. That's what it is tali on. That's what the Gemara says. And now the Gemara goes into the discussion, the Machlokas Tanam, about how many exact days it was, how many Onos. But the Gemara says in the middle of the Daf, Lamaskana Vav Onos, meaning 72 hours. 3 days from the Bia, the Shechva Zera still has potency, and that is why B'nai Yisrael needed to be mitar themselves before Maimed Har Sinai. So this is the background. This Gemara has nothing to do with Hilchas Nida. This Gemara says nothing about Hilchas Nida, but it's used by the Poskim in Hilchas Nida. So let's remember for a moment. Mida Oraisa. Mida Oraisa, there are two concepts. There's a Nida and a Zava. A woman, the first time she ever has a Re'iyah, she becomes a Nida for 7 days. It doesn't matter how much she sees during those 7 days. She can see a drop. She can see for 7 days straight. It doesn't matter how long she sees. She's Tamei Midaraisa for 7 days. Then it's her Kares to be with her husband during that time. At the end of the 7 days, right before Shkia, she doesn't have Siktara. She does the internal exam. If the bleeding has stopped, then she goes to the mikveh that night, and she's with her husband. No waiting required. It's 7 days Mida Araisa. But then there is a concept of Zava. Zava Kitana. She sees 1 day during a time when she's not expecting her period. Not during the 7 days of Nida, but during the 11 days afterwards that are called Yemei Ziva. If she has a Re'iyah of 1 day, she has to wait 1 day of clean, 1 day of Shmira, that she doesn't have anything coming out of her. If she sees 2 days, she also has to wait 1 day. But if she sees 3 days in a row, then she's a Zava Gadola, and then she has to wait 7 clean days, checking herself during the duration that she has no dam coming out for those 7 days. And after that, she goes to the mikvah on day 7, and day 8, she brings a karban. That is one of the Mechusri Kapara, Zava. So the Gemara, the Torah says in Parshas Mitzora, there's a big difference. A Nida does not need to wait any clean days. A Zava does. Bizman Azeh, we treat everyone like a Zava, the Chumra of Rabbi Zeira. But that's what the Pasuk tells us in Parshas Mitzora. V'isha kisiya Zava dam yezoa bivzara, shivas yamim tihiyeh binidasa, v'chalan ogea ba yitmana arev, v'chal shetishkav ala binidasa, whatever she sits on, yitma, v'chal shetishkav ala yitma, v'chalan ogea b'mishkava, all of this is the talking about Nida. And then, isha ki azuv zov dama yamim rabim below es nidasa, if she has a re'iyah not at the time that she's supposed to get her period, oki tazuv al nidasa, kol yamei zov tumasa, kimini nidasa, the halacha of ziva is like Nida in terms of her halacha. There's Tumas Mishkav, the Chulu, but then the Pasuk says, in Tara Mizova, Visafrala Shivas Yamim Vachar Titar, Sfira. She has to have a Sfira counting of 7 clean days, Shivan Akiyam, and then she goes to the Mikvah. That is Nida and Zava. There is a well-known Machlokas Rishonim in this discussion. Again, not for us now, but just to mention it between the Rambam and all the other Rishonim. The Rambam seems to say that fixed for life are these 7 11 days. The Seder that a woman has, 7 Yemei Nida, 11 Yemei Ziva, 7 Yemei Di, 11 Yemei Ziva. We don't paskin that way. The Magen Mishnah points out in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, quoting the Ramban and others, no. If a woman becomes a Zava, Gedola, she has to wait Shivan Akiyam. She is a Zava Gedola, and she does not become a Nida again until she counts Shivan Akiyam, even if it takes 20 days. She does not go back to Yemei Nida until after the days of Nakiyam are finished. And that is not what the Rambam seems to say. The Rambam says in Hilchas Yisuri Bia, Kol Yemei Ha'isha, Miyom Sheyikva Laveses, Ad Shetamus, O Ad Sheyakar Aveses, Liyom Acher, Tispar La'olam Shiva, Mitchilas Yom Aveses, V'Yachrein Acharasar, Shiva V'Yachrein Acharasar. Always, 7-11, 7-11. V'Tizar B'Minyan, Kedei Sheteida Be'esha Tiradam, Imbi Mei Nida Raso Mei Ziva. You have to know, keep in mind, try to, don't get confused. It's very confusing. That's why Bizman Azeh, we are not machalik. We just treat everything like a zava. Shekol yemei shalisha kachu, shivi mei nida v'yachar kach, v'chadasa yemei ziva. Okay, that is the Rambam. There are rayas in the Gemara, lakan lakan. The Magen Mishnah, again, in Halacha Vav, points out the Ramban. But this is background. So, mida oraisa, a woman just counts 7 clean days after when she is a zava. But then we have the addition, which is the basis, which is based partially on our Gemara. Based partially on our Gemara. That Chazal instituted that not only does a woman require 7 clean days from dam nida or ziva, but also 7 clean days without any pleita shechva zera. Without any shechva zera. So in those clean days, she also cannot have, even though zera has nothing to do with nida and ziva. But that's what Chazal instituted based on the Gemara Nida, Taflam and Gimel, that one requires to make sure that the 7 clean days are also clean of shechva zera. And therefore, Chazal instituted that one cannot start counting the Shivan Nikiyim until you make sure there's not going to be any shechva zera coming out. So what does our Gemara say? How long is that? That's 72 hours, which basically translates into 4 days. Because 72 hours, if you start one afternoon and you go to 72 hours, so that covers 4 days, and that is the halacha. In Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav, the Tur quotes in Kuf Tzadi Vav, towards the end of the Simen, says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Tur, HaPoleta Shechva Zera B'Yemei Svirasa. If a woman is poletas, during her Shivan Nikiyam, she's polet shechva zera, im hu toch sheish onos l'shimusha, so sera so sayom. If it's within 72 hours of a ma'isa bia, then that day is finished. The Gemara has a suffix, is it so that day or the whole count? But it doesn't count. So sera so sayom. L'fichach, ha'meshameshas mitasa, v'rasa, if a woman is with her husband and then she becomes a nida, upaska bobayom, and she's able to do a hefzik tara that day, she's a nida, she only bleeds for an hour. For an hour! Some kind of breakthrough bleeding. She still cannot start counting Shivan Nikiyam until after 6 onos, which is 72 hours. She has to wait 4 days, says the Tur, and after that she should start counting. So if a woman gets her period, becomes a nida Monday afternoon, Monday is day one. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night. She does a hefsek, and Friday is day one. That is the halacha that the Torah quotes. Fine. So then that is what the minhag of Klal Yisrael is, to wait those 4 days. The Beis Yosef quotes from the Rashba that even though there are some Rishonim like the Raiva that say this whole halacha is only Lakachim, after all, where do you have this Plei Shechva Zera? You have it by Har Sinai. So maybe Har Sinai is different. Who says that we have to do that for every month between a husband and a wife? So the answer is no. The minag or the mesora of the Rishonim is that it's not only labayil, that's not only for kachim, but it is for labayil as well. Umeachar says the Beis Yosef to kol hani ravasa kasvu behetya to af labayla. So Saras v'gam meachar shekulam zulasi Rambam bar zaru poskim grebi akiva dashi shows lo misrucha shechva zera hachi naktinan. This is what we do in RK, and that is what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Tzadi Vav, no one argues on this, that a woman, Bizman Hazeh, before she starts counting Shivan Akiyam, she has to wait at least 4 days. Again, much of the time, it's not Lamaisa anyway, because a woman bleeds for at least 4 days. So it's not going to be Lamaisa, oh, you have to wait. She wouldn't be able to get Shivan Akiyam anyway. But that is the halacha that's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Tzadi Vav, Sif Yud Aleph. HaPoleta Shech Vazer V'Mei Svirasa, so that's going to ruin the Shivan Akiyam, and therefore, Lefichach, Eina Maschela Lispar, Ad Yom Hei L'Shimusha, Kegon. Im Shim Shabbat Motzi Shabbos, Eina Maschela Lispar, she has to count, she has to wait at least 4 days from the Maisa Biyah, because the Sheikh Vazera would still be potent during that time, and it would be called the Pleitas Sheikh Vazera. But then we have the two added Chumras. This whole idea is a Chumra. But now we have two Chumras Al Gabe Chumra. And that's known as the Chumras of the Trumas Hadeshen. And these Chumras are only quoted by the Ramah, by the Ashkenazim, and not the Sfardim. The Trumas Hadeshen says two Chumras. Number one, add on an extra day. Not just 4 days, but 5 days. Add on a fifth day. Why? Says the Trumas Hadeshen in Siman Reish Mem Hey, Yesh Lahosif Od Yom Echad, Velotascha Lispar Ad Yom Vav Lishimusha, Kegon Mimotzi Shabbos Ad Yom Vav. Why? Shem Tatir Lashet Taschel Yimei Sfira Miyom Hey, Shekfar Kalu Vav Ono Shleimim, Umashtivo Roni No Soser, Ika Lamechash Dezimnin Tashamish Bein Ashmashos, Bemotzi Shabbos Vitispar Dain Yomu. Problem is, what if there's a Maisa Biyah during Bein HaShemashos? They're going to think that, oh, the Biyah was the previous day, during the day, but it really was at night. So they're going to count 72 hours. They're going to count 72 hours from the daytime, but it really should be from the nighttime. So to prevent any confusion with a Bein HaShemashos, so that is why we add on a fifth day. That's the Chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen, the Chumrah Agabi Chumrah. The Nimsa Yechol Laschiv L'Spar L'Olam Dalid Shuchamishi L'Shimusha V'Chulu. That is one Chumrah of Yer Zeruah. He then quotes some women wait 7 days. He says, We don't machmer that far. But that's one chumrah of the Trumas Hadeshen is a fifth day. And then the other chumrah is, even if there was no Maisa Biyah, lo shimsha atu shimsha. Meaning if a woman hasn't been with her husband for 4 days, and then she becomes a nida, you still have to wait 5 days from the nida, even though, what do you mean? Play the Sheikh Mazera, she hasn't been with her husband in 3 days. In 4 days, doesn't matter. Where goes there, ein lechalik. Baha chumra v'nir eksas dafilu says the Trumas Hadeshen l'fi ma'ase shemati shemosivin od yom echad mishum tachshash de min hashmashos baha chumra nami yishlamar din lachalik bein shimsha lo shimsha mishum tachshash de min hashmashos chashash pshuta. Even though it's a chumra gabi chumra, it's a very obvious chumra, and those are the two chumras of the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch quotes both of these chumras. The Beis Yosef says, I think it's too far. The Beis Yosef in Kuf Tzadi Vav quotes the Trumas Hadeshens and says, I think it's a little too far. That's a Chumra al Gabe Chumra. Let me just find the line. This is at the end of Kuf Tzadi Vav. Says the Trumas Hadeshen. He quotes the Beis Yosef, quotes it. And then he says, V'chol advar meilu chumr si seiros hein. V'ein lam smach b'gemara l'gabi adin. L'fichach lo nagu ha'olam v'chol b'mkom osenu elo hamtin arba yamim. U'lahaschel lispar v'yam chamishi ve'elaf v'dafkeim shimsha. Both of those chumrs are rejected by the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch does not quote either of those. And the Ramah quotes both of them, and that is the minhag of Ashkenazim to wait 5 days before the starting of the counting of the 7 days. There is a minhag quoted that is rejected in Shulchan Aruch at the end of the Siman. The end of the Siman, Sif Yud Gimel. Ha'isha sheshimsa v'mitasa, v'rasa, v'yachakach paska, v'rotzelis parmiyam ha'machras. Is there a way for a woman to skip the 5 days? Says the Shulchan Aruch, clean herself very, very well after the Maisa Biyah. Get all the Zerah out. T'kaneach yafa yafa b'oso makum b'moch o b'beged, l'haflit kol ha'zerah. Wash right away. The Ramah quotes, and this is the minhag of Klal Yisrael, I think even for Sfaradim, we don't do that. We're not bekiyin in what this cleaning is to get all the zera out. How are you going to get all the zera out? That's how goes. And we wait at least 4 days for Sfardim and 5 days for Ashkenazim. Again, remember, a lot of it is not lamaisa anyway, because a woman bleeds for more than that amount of time. You're not going to be able to start nikiyim anyway. Are there any exceptions to the rule? So, first of all, are there exceptions to the rule when you don't need 5 days at all? So the major exception, which again makes perfect sense, is that if there was an isser for the husband and the wife to be together at the time that she became a nida, then you don't have to wait 5 days. Because it's not just you go there, lo shimsha to shimsha. Here there was an isser to have biya. So for example, a kala. Let's say a kala before she gets married. So it gets her nida. She has to wait 5 days and then 7 days? She's not married yet. No, she just counts Shivin Nikiyim whenever she can get Shivin Nikiyim. We try to time it that the Shivin Nikiyim works out within 3 or 4 days before the wedding. That's when she finishes. But she does not have to wait another 5 days. Or post-Leda, a woman after she has a baby. So a couple of weeks after, she's able to do a hefsik. Well, once the bleeding stopped, then she has to start 5 days. No, whenever the bleeding stops, she can do a hefsik tara, and then count Shiv and Nekiyim, because again, it's a time of Isser. The Taz here in Kuf Sadi Vav says, also simply, comes up all the time. A woman is counting Shiv and Nekiyim, and then she has to start again. She finds a stain. So she has to start Shiv and Nekiyim again. So she has to start 5 days again? No. She was already ushered to her husband at that time. So you have to start again. Aval Isha, says the Taz, Sif Katan Ches. Aval Isha Shalav Shalavanim, Umatza Kesem, Viafila Roa Mamish, Betok Yamim Anakiyim, Ain't Sorach Lahantin Valvonos, Elamoni Michal Shivanakiyim, Yom Shatuchal. Right? She's already ushered to her husband, then those 5 days don't have to be counted. Or Rav Moshe has a tshuva. What if she has a Re'iyah right at the end of Yom Kippur or Tisha B'Av? Also, that's a day when you, that's would only get out of 1 day, but that's what Moshe says. If she has a, this is Yoredeya Chelek Dala, Simen Yud Zayin, if she sees right at the end there, so, Tekol Shalo Shayach Shet HaShamesh, Ein Tzricha L'Hamtin Chamisha Yamim. If it's not Shayach, if it's only 1 day, then you knock out one day. If it's Aser for longer, then it's Aser for longer, but those are a couple of times where one could get out of the 5 days. There's also a big issue, a major discussion in the post game about fertility issue. Let's say the doctors tell the woman that she's missing her ovulation by a day or two because she's waiting these days. Sometimes some women have a very short cycle, and therefore, because she's not getting pregnant, if she would be with her husband a night before, the doctors say, then she would be able to be with her husband. So, again, this is only if she has a very short cycle. If she bleeds for 5 days or more, then there's nothing to talk about. But the Achronim say, if you look in the Dovev Meisharim, the Achronim quote the Dovev Meisharim, that, again, all of these halachas are chumras, right? And this is talking about the mitzvah peruvu. And if she never has a child, maybe it'll lead to divorce. So the Dovev Meisharim and others say that the Chassam Sofer writes in Yoredeya, in Kufay and Tess, if 1 day will make a difference. And the Dovev Meisharim says, you have to ask 2 doctors, not in front of each other, and don't tell them what the other one said. So if you do that, and they both say, yeah, the ovulation is happening a night before, and they're missing it by a day, so then, yesh makom, that this extra day of the Trumas Hadeshah, and the extra Chumrah of the 5th day, one can get out of. Is there a way not to have any of the 5 days? Again, it's very hard, because if a woman's going to bleed, let's say a woman, Chassam Sofer has a tshuva, a woman had a two-week cycle. See, he was asked, right after the woman went to the mikvah, she often had re'iyah. She have to wait 5 days, then she'll never be tohor to her husband. So Chassam Sofer there says, yeah, then you could shorten it. Maybe even just wait if you could do it without just waiting the shalosh onos itself, so that would be okay. But either way, if there's a makam tsarech, there's some flexibility. What about skipping the five days in general, if there's a Zman of Isser beforehand? But if skipping the 5th day, that also we find some examples. The Pizchei Tshuva quotes from the Shlach Kadosh. Let's say there's going to be a break between the Chafifa and the Tefillah. I mean, let's say it is Yontif on Friday. And a woman has to go to the mikvah on, it'll be Motzi Shabbos. So the preparations she'll have to do on Friday, and Motzi Shabbos she'll go to the mikvah, so they'll have a break. We try not to have a break between the preparations for the mikvah and the mikvah. So the Shlach Kadosh says, if 4 days is going to help you there, instead of 5, so then that also would be okay. That's the Pizchei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Tezvav. Im Haisa, Matzchelos L'spar B'yom Vav, Az Haya Baal Lel Tefillah B'lal Shabbos, Shachar Yontif, Umutav Shenaniach Umrezuk De Lekarev HaTefillah L'Chafifa. Right, and therefore, that's one heter. Or, the Badi HaShulchan says, right, if she actually did see, have a Riyah during Ben HaShemashos, so then you're allowed to be Mako, because the whole Chumrah of the 5th day is because of the Bia Ben HaShemashos. So if she actually saw Ben HaShemashos, you could rely that it was, the Riyah was really the earlier day. She sees Wednesday night, Thursday, during Ben HaShemashos, you could count Wednesday as day one. Count Wednesday as day one, because the whole Chumrah of the 5th day is because of Ben HaShemashos, and that's exactly what happened here. The Sitra Tara also discusses what happens if a woman counted only 4 days, and she went to the mikvah, and she was with her husband, so in that case, b'di'evid, we would say that she does not have to do it again, shlo lahot silaz, but that is another case of 4 days. There is a very important halacha, common halacha, and that is often when a woman starts getting her period every month, she usually has staining for a day or two beforehand, and then she knows it's coming, and then she gets the re'iyah. So the vest, say, when does the vest for the next month start? You have to be choshesh, so that only starts on the day of the re'iyah started. But the 5 days are already allowed to be counted from the day of the Ksamim. Because the day that she had the stain, she was already not with her husband. She wasn't Anita yet, but she wasn't with her husband yet, because she knows something is going on here, and it's going to happen soon. And therefore, the poskim allow starting the five-day count already at the beginning of the Ksamim, because that already is a Zman of Isser, as we said earlier. But again, all of this flows from the Gemara in Shabbos here on Daf Pevav about Pleita Shech Mazera and Har Sinai. Remember the Ravid, it only applies to Kachim. So we extend Har Sinai, we extend this halacha, not just to Kachim, but also to every month that we have 5 days and 7 days. If there's a Makom Tzara Gadol, we would have 4 days, but again, all of those are only with the Psak, or Moshe Feinstein also, I forgot to mention, also has a case where, let's say the husband's going out of town, the husband's is only coming after leaving the country, whatever it is, so then also, if 1 day makes a difference, then you might be able to have a 4 day wait as well, in cases of Tzarech. Okay, we'll stop here, and we will continue next time with the next sugya. Next sugya we'll talk about is Shviras Aluchos, that's on tomorrow's daf.